Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. My friend, do you have hope, or is your heart filled with disappointment, fear, and despair? I know, life can be hard, and people can sometimes be cruel in the way that they treat us. But if you and I know Jesus, we can have hope, because we know that this life is not all there is to our existence. Our bodies are mortal. That is, we will all die, but our spirits are immortal. They will live on forever. Furthermore, we know that Jesus is preparing a place for everyone who loves him. He told us that in John chapter 14 and verses 1 to 3. Listen, he said, "Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, or many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." What a comforting promise. Now, my friend, that is hope. That is assurance. That is a promise that can encourage you in the dark and difficult moments of life. Jesus is preparing a place for you, and then he's planning to come again and take you and me to be with him. Now, in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will present today's teaching from the Gospel of John. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this promise of Jesus that he is preparing a place for us with you. Father, we long for that day when sin will be forever banished and righteousness will rule in the earth and in the hearts of all humankind. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to open the word for us, I pray that you will open our hearts to the truth. I pray for my listening friend to understand where he or she can find the hope they need for living. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching.
We are all dependent creatures. We cannot make it on our own. Nobody is completely independent. All of us need the help of those around us. Some of us seem to be more helpless than others. But all of us are dependent upon those around us. And sometimes even those around us cannot help us much. One of my African friends told me this experience. At one time during our radio broadcast, as I was bringing the program to a close, his sister, who had been sick with tuberculosis, so much so that she was coughing and spitting blood, picked up the radio and held it to her bosom. As I was praying at the close of the program, God healed her of her tuberculosis. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people around you can't help you much. Then God can help you. When there seems to be no one to help you, where do you turn? Do you have a place where you can go? Do you have a person you can go to? I'm going to read this passage now from John's Gospel, and I want you to notice carefully what this nobleman did when he had a problem. That's John 4:46-54. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and begged him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, Go, your son lives. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken to him, and he went away. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Your son lives. Then he asked of them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, Your son lives. And he himself believed in his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. Here was a man who had a very deep problem. By examining this experience, we shall be able to see the examples which will show us how to get help. Because this nobleman had his problem and got a solution for it, we are going to be able to find the examples to show us how to get help too. First, the nobleman's purpose. His son was very, very sick. The father had done all he could possibly do. He told Jesus his son was at the point of death. So when he had done all he could do, and then heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he set out for Cana on foot. I measured the distance on the map, and it would be 30 kilometers. That's a day's journey, if I have it figured out right. Especially that part of the country, because Capernaum is down by the seaside and Cana is up in the mountains. He would have walked uphill 30 kilometers to get to Cana. But he had heard that Jesus was in Cana, and he would not be turned aside. He set out to find Jesus, and he found him. He would not be changed in his course. He would not be diverted. He would keep on going until he came to Jesus. I call this a consuming purpose. The nobleman's purpose was a consuming purpose. He would not give up until he had found Jesus, the source of help. How to find help. Let that kind of consuming purpose possess you, and you will find help. Here's a second example from the nobleman. The nobleman's prayer. When he came and asked Jesus to heal his son, Jesus said to him, Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. I call that a test, because Jesus put it to him quite straight, didn't he? He wanted to be sure this nobleman had examined his heart. Jesus wanted to be sure the man was not there just for some great sign or wonder. So he put it to him, Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The man, by his reply, said, Away with the preliminaries. Come down, sir, before my child dies. Let us dispense with all this extra, and let us get down to the very need that I have in my heart, and my son. And Jesus said very simply, Go your way. Your son lives. Now watch that man. Watch that nobleman. If you want help, watch him. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and went his way. Do you hear it? The man prayed to Jesus, Come down before my son dies. And when Jesus responded and said, Go, your son lives, he believed it. Yes, he believed it and he went. There was no doubt in his mind. My friend, if you want help when you'd really need it, take this nobleman's example and pray a prayer like he did. That's what I call a pleading prayer. Come down before my son dies. This nobleman prayed that kind of a pleading prayer, and he got help. When Jesus spoke to him, he believed. That is a good example. Pray a pleading prayer and believe the answer to your prayer. That is the way to get help. Help when you need it, just like this man did. There's a third example we get from this nobleman, the nobleman's persuasion. It is already reflected in the fact that he just believed Jesus. That is why he was persuaded. For all practical purposes, he had no evidence, just the word of Jesus, that's all. But he was persuaded and went on. Whom should he meet on the way but his servants coming to find him? They said to him, "Your son lives." What a joy that must have been to him. He heard it right from home, you might say. Oh, you might say, of course, he believed it before he ever left Cana. But now he had the assurance of it by the word of his servants. So he began to ask, "When did he get better? When did he start improving?" And they said that it was the seventh hour yesterday. He figured a little bit and realized it was exactly the time when Jesus had spoken the word. Wasn't that a tremendous confirmation? He was thoroughly persuaded. That proof was convincing to him, and he believed on Jesus, and all his house believed. That's what I call forcible persuasion. That kind of forcible persuasion will find help. It found help for this nobleman. Surely it did. He believed in all his house. Take this man's example, and you can find help. Be persuaded that Jesus says, and what he says is absolutely true, and you'll have the evidence to go with it, just like this nobleman did. Such forcible persuasion will help. My friend, when you need help, let me commend to you this nobleman's example. Set out with a consuming purpose to find Jesus, and you'll find help. Pray a pleading prayer to Jesus, and you'll find help. Adopt a forcible persuasion about Jesus, and you'll find help. Seek him out with consuming purpose. Let nothing hinder you. Present your need to him with pleading prayer. Let no doubt confuse you. Accept the answer with forcible persuasion. Let no barrier stop you. And, my friend, help is available. Praise God.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for showing us so clearly where we can find help. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and would like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, How to Find Help. We'd be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, How to Find Help. And if you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Him. So write to us today. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, How to Find Help. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel with a message titled, Faith That Acts. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.